Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Your Health is Your Wealth with your host, Rashad Sunni El-Amin. We want to thank you all for tuning in. We're here every Thursday between the hours of 7 and 8 o'clock. And we come under the umbrella of Religion Means Alive, which was formed by Ma'am Alfred Muhammad, and I thank him for allowing me this time on Thursday. So we want to thank you all for tuning in. I just want to apologize. Last week I was not able to tune in. I had been scheduled to do the show, but for some reason we had some complications, and we weren't able to get the show started. So if you had tuned in, we apologize. But today, I ask that you have your pens and pads ready because we want to share information with you, and we suggest you take notes because the information is valuable. It's something you may need, or maybe a family member, a friend, or a coworker. And before I start, Imam Alfred Muhammad always asked me to ask you all if you can send funds to keep this show alive. It takes money to do the show. It's 7 days a week. As Religion Means Alive comes on 6 days a week, and Your Health is Your Wealth is 1 day a week. So he gave me a address where he can send funds if you'd like to help him out with the programming. And you can send it to Alfred Muhammad, Alfred A.L., F-R-E-D, Muhammad, M-U-H-A-M-M-A-D, 817 Jackson Avenue, Linden, New Jersey, Linden being L-I-N-D-E-N, New Jersey, 07036. You can send checks, money orders, or whatever, and it would be appreciated by Imam Alfred Muhammad. And he also has a GoFundMe prostate fund, which is GoFundMe Alfred Muhammad Prostate. And he asked that you also, if you can support that fund, you can send your checks and money orders to the same address I just gave you there. So it would be appreciated by him if you can help support and keep this program going. So we thank you for that. Okay, today, my brothers and sisters, we're going to probably talk about a topic that is something that seems to be so prevalent in our community, and that's cardiovascular disease, which in actuality is the number one cause of death in the United States of America. And it's really sad that we have so much of this disease when it actually can be avoided if we would just do the right thing. But many of us are suffering from this problem, and we see young people, very young people, suffering with cardiovascular disease. And I have to be very honest with you, this is something that's more recent. I mean, when I was young, you never heard of any young person having cardiovascular disease. You may have maybe known one person who had a weak heart, something, but it wasn't prevalent like it is now. And even going back 100-some years, a lot of people didn't know anything about these diseases, you see. So it's just something that we have to touch on. And that's what I want to share with you today. I want to talk to you about cardiovascular disease, and I also want to talk to you about heart attack. And if we have time, we'll touch on some other topics, but this was my topic for this evening. And I know many of you who may be listening, maybe not, that either they have a bad diet, they eat the wrong foods, have the wrong lifestyle, and you're creating problems for yourself. You may say, well, what's food got to do with it? Food has everything to do with it. Lifestyle has everything to do with it. Alcohol has everything to do with it. Even cigarettes have everything to do with it. But many of us don't want to give up these habits. Many of us don't want to make the changes necessary. We'd rather go to the doctor and get a bypass or get some drugs to control things or whatever, as opposed to making the proper changes so you don't have to suffer with these problems, you see? So you don't have to take drugs that have side effects. So you don't have to go through this, and you don't have to go under the knife. Nobody wants to go under the knife. But if you don't take care of yourself, if you don't do the right thing, well, that's just where you're headed. So let's look at cardiovascular disease. And what is cardiovascular disease? You know, well, cardiovascular system is made up of what? The heart and blood vessels, correct? You know, blood is pumped by the heart and circulates throughout the body. And they go through the blood vessels. And cardiovascular disease is the leading health problem in the Western world. You hear that? In the Western world. And it is the number one cause of death in the United States. And you know how many lives it claims every year? 1 million lives annually. That's a lot of people. That's a lot of people dying from heart disease. And an estimated million or more Americans are afflicted with heart and blood vessel disease, although many do not know it because they have no symptoms. You understand, brothers and sisters? So the arteries that supply blood to the heart, they're called coronary arteries. Now, I've just got to give you some, share some information here about your body that you need to know so you can understand this better. So, coronary arteries, that's the ones that supply blood to the heart. And if the heart's blood vessels narrow, the amount of blood they supply to the heart may be insufficient to provide the oxygen the heart needs. So this oxygen deprivation, brothers and sisters, is what causes a type of chest pain known as angina pectoris. Angina pectoris. Angina is characterized by heavy, tight pain in the chest area, usually after some type of exertion. And the pain usually recedes with rest. Yes. So if the coronary arteries that carry oxygen and nutrients to the heart muscle become obstructed, the flow of blood is cut off completely, and a heart attack, or what they call myocardial infarction, can occur, resulting in damage to the heart muscle. Yes. And arteriosclerosis, or hardening of the arteries, and the presence of a thrombus or clot in a blood vessel are the most common causes of obstruction. You hear that? And arteriosclerosis is responsible for most of the deaths resulting from heart attacks. Spasms of the coronary arteries can also result in a heart attack. So a heart attack may feel as if someone is applying intense pressure to the chest. And this pain may last for several minutes, often extending to the shoulder, arm, neck, or jaw. You understand? And people have told me when they had a heart attack, it felt like there was an elephant just stomping on their chest. That's how painful it was. But anyway, other signs of heart attack include sweating, nausea, vomiting, shortness of breath, dizziness, fainting, feelings of anxiety, difficulty swallowing, sudden ringing in the ears, and loss of speech. You understand? These are symptoms. And the amount and type of chest pain vary from one person to another. Some people have intense pain, while others feel only mild discomfort. And many mistake the signs of a heart attack for what? Indigestion. I know many of you suffer with indigestion because you overdo it with the food, you see. And then some have no symptoms at all, a situation referred to as a silent heart attack. Yes. So, let's look at this. Hypertension, which is high blood pressure, is often a precursor to heart problems. And hypertension is an extremely common form of cardiovascular disease. How many of you out there right now have hypertension? How many of you are on blood pressure medication? Some of you may have one type of medication. Others may be on 10 different medications. Are you aware of that? Yes. You know, hypertension is an extremely common form of cardiovascular disease, and it usually results from a decrease in elasticity or a reduction in the interior diameter of the arteries or both, which may be caused by arteriosclerosis, defects in sodium metabolism, stress, yes, nutritional deficiencies, and enzyme imbalances, do you understand? And kidney disease, hyperthyroidism disorders of the pituitary or adrenal glands, and the use of oral contraceptives can also lead to hypertension. And heredity may be a factor. Okay? Do you understand? I hope you're taking notes. Yes. Now, because it is essentially painless, especially in the early stages, many people don't even know they have it. Hence the term silent killer. That's amazing. By the time hypertension causes complications that result in symptoms such as a rapid pulse, shortness of breath, dizziness, headaches, and sweating, the disorder is more difficult to treat, brothers and sisters. And untreated hypertension is the leading cause of stroke and also greatly increases the risk of heart attack, heart failure, and kidney failure. Do you understand? Yes. So hypertension has to be treated. Now, some of you may go the way of drugs, okay, medication. Some of you may go the way of alternatives, using herbs, diet, and juicing, things of that nature, which will also reverse this condition naturally just by making changes. It's easy, but at the same time difficult for many because they hate to give up the things they love. You see, so if you don't make changes, you pay a price. You see. Now, other types of cardiovascular disease include heart failure, arrhythmias, and what they call valvular disease. And while heart attack occurs because of an interruption in blood flow in the heart, heart failure is characterized by inadequate blood flow from the heart, and the heart fails to pump enough blood to meet the body's needs. You see? And symptoms include fatigue, poor color, shortness of breath, and edema, that's swelling due to the accumulation of fluid in the body's tissues, especially around the ankles. You see people with those swollen ankles? Yes, that's fluid accumulation. You see? Yes, and so you have to be very careful. Now, I always tell people, if you have that fluid accumulation on your ankles, get yourself some vitamin B6. Take 100 milligrams every day, and it'll clear that up. Vitamin B, as in boy, 6. Okay? Now, arrhythmias, those are disturbances in the normal rhythm of the heartbeat. And there are different kinds of arrhythmias. Some are quite dangerous, even immediately life-threatening, while others may be merely annoying for scarcely noticeable. So, and pose no particular danger. But valvular disease is a term for disorders that impair the functioning of one or more of the heart's valves. It may be caused by congenital defect, or it may be the consequence of illness, such as rheumatic fever or endocarditis infection, which is infection of the heart muscle. Okay? Now, unfortunately, despite remarkable new technology for both diagnosis and treatment of heart conditions, the first sign of cardiovascular disease may be a life-threatening calamity. And disorders of the cardiovascular system, brothers and sisters, are often far advanced before they become symptomatic. And an estimated 25% of people who have heart attacks have no previous symptoms of heart trouble. Think about that. Every minute, someone in the United States dies of a heart attack. And cardiovascular disease is not an inevitable result of aging. No, it's not. Many preventive measures can be taken to avoid heart disease. And controllable factors that can contribute to heart disease include smoking, high blood pressure, elevated serum cholesterol, a type A personality, that's what they say, stress, obesity, a sedentary lifestyle, that's the couch potatoes, and diabetes. So you can alter your lifestyle to keep your heart healthy. I always tell people this. This is very important. Many of you like to eat late. Some of you can't help it. Maybe you work late hours, you get home, you're hungry, you want to have a meal. I can understand that. But in all reality, you have to give yourself at least 3 hours after you eat your late meal before you go to bed. Otherwise, the food lays in your stomach. And then it puts pressure on your heart because you just fall asleep after you eat or get in the bed after you eat. You're putting pressure on your heart, and it will cause a heart attack. Sooner or later, it will cause a heart attack if you keep doing that. I always tell people to always give yourself time after eating. And don't, listen, don't eat such a heavy meal at night. You're just going to sleep. Don't eat such a heavy meal, especially a meal with meat. That takes a lot of time to digest. You're not even doing any exercise or anything after you eat that meal at night. You're just sitting there watching TV or whatever. So this is going to take a long time to digest. If you have to eat later, get you a nice big salad, stuff that'll digest quicker so it won't be so heavy on you. You see? That's your best bet. Something light. Eat your heavy meal during the day. That's when you need it. More so, you're out there, you're working, you're doing this. Some of you out there doing hard work. Some of you just doing office work. And when you're doing office work, you don't have to eat a lot. Oh, you're just sitting there at a computer, just typing in some words or whatever, you understand, you know, that's not a lot of work. So you don't have to eat a lot, you see, because if you're sitting all the time and you're just eating away, guess what? It's like being a couch potato. You're just eating and sitting, you understand. But anyway, let's look at maybe a heart function self-test. Now, your heart is the most important muscle in your body. It works 24/7, brothers and sisters. It don't stop. Now, unless, well, if it stops, you're not going to be around. But it's constantly working. So a simple pulse test can help determine how well your heart is functioning. And the best time to check your pulse is first thing in the morning. If your pulse is under 60, your heart is functioning at a good pace. Yes, under 60. So if it's at 60, that's one beat per second. If it's a little lower, then it's less. But if your pulse is above 80, you may need to change your diet and lifestyle, brothers and sisters. Yes. I mean, because you just finished resting. Don't you think your heart should be beating a little slower? So if your pulse remains rapid, you better consult your healthcare provider to rule out the problems, because a chronically high pulse rate is often a precursor of hypertension. So taking this test daily, this pulse test, can forewarn you of oncoming illness. Tomorrow morning when you wake up, brothers and sisters, take your pulse. Have a watch with a second hand on it and see how many beats you get per minute. You see? That's your best bet. Okay, now, things I suggest, nutrients or supplements I suggest that you take to strengthen your heart, to keep it healthy, to keep your blood vessels, your arteries, and all healthy. Talk about that. Because you have to do something. You have to do something if you want good health, brothers and sisters. You know, coenzyme Q10 is something our heart needs. Yes. And because most of us don't eat properly, we don't get the coenzyme Q10. And matter of fact, if you're taking heart medication, you're definitely not getting coenzyme Q10. So this is something you would take maybe 50 to 100 milligrams three times daily. And what it does, brothers and sisters, it increases oxygenation of heart tissue. And it has been shown to prevent recurrences in individuals who have had a heart attack. Yes. Think about that. A lot of us don't like to take supplements. Oh, that's too much trouble taking all that stuff. Well, hell, you're taking drug medication, what's the difference? Which one would you rather take anyway? Something that's more natural, that has no side effects? Or just taking things that will cause problems and side effects? It's up to you. Anyway, another great thing to take, L-carnitine. Let me spell L-carnitine for you. It's L with a dash. Carnitine, C-A-R-N-I-T, as in Thomas, I-N-E, L-carnitine. This you would take 500 milligrams twice daily on an empty stomach. And you can take it along with 50 milligrams of vitamin B6 and maybe some vitamin C, you know, for better absorption. But what it does, it reduces fat and triglyceride levels in the blood. and increases oxygen uptake and stress tolerance. This is a real good thing. You know, if you have fat around your body, taking L-carnitine will help turn that fat more into muscle. Yes. So it's a very important nutrient supplement. So keep that in mind. You also need calcium and magnesium. Your heart needs magnesium, brothers and sisters. Without magnesium, you are going to have heart failure. It's important in the proper functioning of the cardiac muscle, okay? So if you get calcium, magnesium, get the chelate forms. And you would use maybe 1,500 to 2,000 milligrams daily in divided doses after meals and at bedtime. You would probably take 750 to 1,000 milligrams daily in divided doses. Now, and that's after meals and at bedtime. So keep that in mind. Garlic, also excellent. If you can get fresh garlic and eat it every day, excellent. Fresh onions every day, excellent. It lowers blood pressure and thins the blood. Yes. And also concentrated barley. Yeah, barley, B-A-R-L-E-Y. And wheatgrass juice contains nutrients needed for healing and prevention of heart disease. You know, wheatgrass juice is very powerful. Some of you have been to juice bars and have seen the wheatgrass juice. It's like about $1.75 to $2 just for 1 ounce of fresh wheatgrass juice. They put this wheatgrass, they use wheatgrass berries, and they grow it. It looks like grass, but it's not regular grass. Believe me, it's wheatgrass. And they put it through this special juicer, and you get this 1 ounce shot, and you take that. Oh, man, you feel great. It's powerful. Just one shot a day. Very powerful. It's a detoxifier. It's green. And it's loaded with chlorophyll that your body needs. Do you understand? Very important, brothers and sisters. Very important. So keep that in mind. You see? Also, lecithin. You can buy lecithin liquid, okay? And this also helps to thin the blood and acts as a fat emulsifier. Just take a tablespoon a day, or you can take it 3 times daily. It's up to you before meals. It's thick and it's gooey, or if you don't want to take the liquid form, you can get the granules. You see? And use that instead. It's up to you. But it really helps. And the lecithin is liver's best friend. The liver loves lecithin. You want to keep your liver healthy? Take lecithin. Believe me, it works hand in hand. You see? So keep that in mind, brothers and sisters. Then you need essential fatty acids. You see, like black currant seed or oil. Yeah, black currant seed oil or flax seed oil. Okay? Or primrose oil, P-R-I-M-R-O-S-E, primrose oil. Very good. Wild caught salmon. Those are very good sources of omega-3 fatty acids, which your heart needs. It helps prevent hardening of the arteries. And if you use a fish oil, use a product with vitamin E added to prevent rancidity in the oil. But the omega-3 fatty acids from flaxseed is great. People have been telling me they've been taking flaxseed, the seeds, grounded, they grind it, and they've been taking it in their smoothies or added to their salads, And they said it has decreased their blood pressure and helped with their cholesterol. Yes, they feel great. It's a good source of fiber also, brothers and sisters. You can buy it already ground up, or you can buy the seeds. You find them in your health food stores. You find them in supermarkets. And take the seeds and put them in a seed grinder, or if you have like a NutriBullet or something like that, Magic Bullet, put some in there and grind it. And then add it to your smoothies or to your salad. Great, great to take. Or you can buy the flaxseed oil. But you have to keep that oil refrigerated, otherwise it'll go rancid. Make sure that you check the expiration date on that oil, brothers and sisters. Very, very important, do you see? Now, those are very important to take. Potassium is also needed. Potassium is easy. Eat a lot of bananas, eat potassium. It helps prevent hardening of the arteries. And, you know, it's needed for electrolyte balance, especially if you're taking cortisone or blood pressure medication. You need potassium. You see? It's very important. Also good is superoxide dismutase. Let me spell that for you. You should get this. Super, you know how to spell that, oxide, O-X-I-D-E, dismutase, D-I-S-M-U, T as in Thomas, A-S-E. And just take it as directed on the label. This is a powerful antioxidant. Strengthen your heart. Do you understand? Vitamin E is important. Yes. Vitamin E. You can start with 100 to 200 IUs, that's international units, daily. And you can increase it slowly, add in 100 IU each week until your daily dosage is about 800 to 1,000 IU. But if you take some kind of anticoagulant drug, do not exceed 400 IU daily, okay? Remember that. But what it does is strengthens the immune system, heart muscle, and improves circulation and destroys free radicals. Do you understand? Yes. Now, make sure you get a natural form of vitamin E and not the synthetic form. And use this supplement only under the supervision of a physician if you are taking some type of drug. Okay? So I think that's simple. That's simple. And you know what else is good? Kelp. K-E-L-P is the seaweed. You can take 1,000 to 1,500 milligrams daily with your meals. And this is a rich source of important vitamins, minerals, and trace elements. It's great. And, you know, some of you are low on copper. Now, this is something you would have to take directed by a physician if you're low on copper, because the deficiency may be linked to some heart problems, you see. Yes. So you got to be careful there, you see. And there's many others that you can take. And we're going to, in 1 minute, I'm going to share some herbs that you can also take. And while we're doing that, I got to run down here to the stove. I have some brown rice cooking. Now, I got to make sure I don't overcook it, okay? Because my wife is going to be coming home soon, and I know she wants that rice just right. So let me check this rice. And, you know, brown rice is an excellent food. It's very good for you, much better than white rice. White rice is stripped of all its nutrients. It's nothing but starch, you see. And as I see here right now, The rice is perfect. I can turn this off, let it sit, and by the time I finish with this show, my wife will be home, and we can sit and enjoy dinner. And it's more than just brown rice we're eating now. I got some other vegetables, and she likes yams. I love yams, so a couple yams in there also. Then we always have a nice salad with our meal. We try to eat from nature, everything natural and organic. It's the best way to go, brothers and sisters. Invest in the best as much as you can. As much as you can. Now, I said we're going to touch on some herbs that you can look into. Now, here's some herbs that are beneficial for these cardiovascular disorders. Barberry, let me spell it, B as in boy, A-R-B-E-R-R-Y. Another one is black cohosh. Cohosh is C-O-H-O-S-H. Another one good is butcher's broom. Butcher, B-U-T-C-H-E-R, apostrophe S, broom. It's like a broom that you sweep with. Okay? Cayenne is excellent for circulation and for heart health. You know, they say if a person's having a heart attack, put some cayenne down his mouth. It'll revive him. Yes, cayenne. Cayenne is powerful. So you can get cayenne capsules, or you can do like I do. If you make a tea, put a pinch of cayenne pepper in there. Or if you like, this is my favorite, in the morning, I take some lemon juice and with some raw honey and a tablespoon of apple cider vinegar and a pinch of cayenne pepper with some distilled water. I mix it all up and I take it down the hatch. Very good drink. Very detoxifying, very excellent. Good for many things. This is something that you should all incorporate. Get real apple cider vinegar now. Don't just buy any apple cider vinegar. It's got to have what they call the mother at the bottom. When you buy apple cider vinegar, you got to see that cloudy stuff at the bottom of the bottle. That's when you know you have real apple cider vinegar, and buy it organic. They have some good brands out there. But don't buy the ones that's just, you don't see that cloudiness at the bottom. That's refined. That's just junk. That's not even good. Okay? So keep that in mind. Hawthorn berry. Hawthorn berries are excellent also for circulation. You can buy it in the extract form, which is a liquid form. Or you can buy the tea. Hawthorn is H-A-W-T-H-O-R-N-E. And then you have the word berries. Hawthorn berry tea or hawthorn berry extract. People always say it helps their circulation and very good for your heart. You see? And these are things you would want to use. Now, I just wanted to say, if you are pregnant, any of you ladies out there, don't take the barberry or black cohosh during pregnancy, okay? You don't use that while you're pregnant. And don't use any ginseng if you have high blood pressure. Ginseng, you know, is something that's good for the heart, but if you have high blood pressure, stay away from the ginseng for the time being. But these are the things that are good that you can incorporate as supplements, you see. If you experience any of the symptoms of a heart attack, contact your doctor or go immediately to the emergency room or the nearest hospital. Even if the symptoms last only a few minutes, brothers and sisters, take this seriously. Half of all heart attack deaths occur within 3 to 4 hours of the onset of the attack. So a person suffering from a heart attack requires immediate medical attention. Don't play around with this. Make sure your diet is well balanced and contains plenty of fiber. Fiber is powerful. Fiber keeps your system clean. And you got to eat plenty of raw foods. You see? Yes, plenty of raw foods. Include the garlic and the onions and the lecithin that I mentioned earlier. Because they effectively reduce serum cholesterol levels. Raw nuts, except for peanuts. Raw nuts are great. Walnuts are excellent for the heart. Yes, and to reduce cholesterol levels. Pure extra virgin olive oil. Great for the heart. Great for the blood. Great for overall. Black seed oil. Excellent. Number one oil on the planet. Good for everything. Black seed oil. You see. And if you like fish, get the salmon, wild caught salmon. Great. Or some herring, Atlantic herring, or mackerel. Even include those in your diet. Those are your better fishes. You see. But don't consume stimulants, coffee and black tea that contain caffeine. And please avoid tobacco, alcohol. Sugar is the number one cause of heart disease. Did you hear that? Not saturated fat. Sugar. Studies now show that sugar is the main cause of heart attacks. Yes, it is. And most of you out there love sugar and sugary concoctions, eating it all the time. But they found out that sugar is the number one cause of heart disease. Red meats, be careful, particularly animal fat and hydrogenated oils, fried foods, processed and refined foods, soft drinks, a lot of spicy foods, and white flour products such as white bread are to be avoided. And drink plenty of water, steam distilled water, or alkaline water. They have natural alkaline water, not that Kangen water, but they have natural water. They have some from Iceland now. It's very good. 8.8 pH. Check it out. You see, these are things that you just have to pay attention to. You see? And watch for certain additives that should be avoided. Okay, like monosodium glutamate, MSG. A lot of commercially prepared foods and a lot of canned vegetables. Soft drinks, you must get off of them. Okay, foods with mold inhibitors. Foods with preservatives. Meat tenderizers. Saccharin found in sweet and low. And any product containing saccharin. Huh? To be avoided. Softened water to be avoided. You see? So be careful. Be careful. Now, just do the right thing, brothers and sisters. Learn about your heart. You see, learn about your heart. Do what is right. And you'll have better health. Better health, you see? Yes. But anyway, now, where do I want to go? We can, let's go now, because we're on cardiovascular disease, and I said I would deal with heart attack a little more. Now, let's just touch on it a little more. You already got the basics on it. But like I said, with a heart attack, when the supply of blood to the heart is sharply reduced or cut off, the heart is deprived and needed oxygen. And you know, if blood flow is not restored within minutes, you know what's going to happen? Portions of the heart muscle begin to die, permanently damaging the heart muscle. And like I said earlier, this process is referred to as myocardial infarction. Infarction, more commonly known as heart attack, because this happens when the coronary arteries cannot provide the heart with sufficient oxygen. You see? So, believe me, you don't want a heart attack. But sisters, please change your diet. You see? And like I said earlier, with the onset of a heart attack, the primary symptom is a consistent, deep, often severe pain in the chest that can spread to the left arm, the neck, the jaw, or the area between the shoulder blades. And the pain may be present for up to 12 hours. And many people who have had heart attacks describe it as a heavy, substantial pressure that makes it feel as if the chest is being squeezed. Can you imagine that? And other possible symptoms, again, include shortness of breath, sweat, nausea, and vomiting. Do you understand? And then you have arrhythmias, result in over 500,000 sudden deaths in the United States each year. And the incidence is rising despite much improved cardiac resuscitative techniques. And there are three basic scenarios that can produce a heart attack. The first, and by far the most common, is partial or complete blockage of one of the arteries that supply the heart with oxygen, most often by a blood clot. And usually the arteries have been narrowed by years of coronary artery disease in which plaque, which is composed of cholesterol-rich fatty deposits, proteins, calcium, and excess smooth muscle cells, build up in the artery walls. And the arterial walls thicken and inhibiting the flow of blood to the heart muscle. And the roughening of the arterial walls by deposits of plaque not only narrows the arteries, but also makes it easier for blood clots to form along the inner surfaces. And when a clot grows or detaches from its place of origin and travels to the blood vessel, it may block a coronary artery completely, resulting in a heart attack. Again, this is Your Health is Your Wealth with your host, Rashad El-Amin. And again, under the umbrella of Religion is Alive by a man, Alfred Muhammad, which comes on 6 days a week. We also thank him. Any donations you want to send to a man, Alfred Muhammad, to keep the program going, you send to Alfred Muhammad, 817 Jackson Avenue, Linden, L-I-N-D-E-N, New Jersey, 07036. Now, Continuing. In the second heart attack scenario, an arrhythmia may set in so that the heart is no longer pumping enough blood to ensure its own supply. And in the third, a weak spot in a blood vessel called an aneurysm, yes, may rupture, causing internal bleeding and disrupting normal blood flow. I've known people who had aneurysms and have died, and who've had aneurysms and survived, but they're never the same. You understand? So anything that puts extra strain on the heart and or blood vessels, an emotional crisis, a heavy meal, overexertion from exercise or heavy lifting may act as a trigger for a heart attack, but such factors are not the underlying cause. Persons considered to be at greater than normal risk of heart attacks are those with a family history of heart disease, those who smoke, those who abuse drugs, people with diabetes, high blood pressure, high blood cholesterol or triglyceride levels, sedentary people, and those who are under stress and who have type A personalities. You understand? And 1/3 of all heart attacks occur without warning. And the remainder are preceded by months or even years of symptoms, most commonly called angina pectoris, chest pain that is typically aggravated by stress or physical exertion and relieved by rest. So like a heart attack, angina is caused by a lack of oxygen in heart muscle. But the extent of oxygen deprivation is not sufficient to actually damage heart tissue. And many people complain of intermittent angina, shortness of breath, and or unusual fatigue in the days or weeks leading to a heart attack, and a constant sensation of heartburn that persists for days and from which antacids provide no relief can be a sign of an impending heart attack. Did you get that? If you have a stroke, if you can get a person quickly to a hyperbaric oxygen chamber, which some doctors do have in their offices, most hospitals don't have it except for they keep it only in burn units for burn patients, but they should have them for stroke victims, because once you put them in that hyperbaric oxygen chamber, there they can reverse the damage done by a stroke, and their brains will be back to normal. This is something to think about, brothers and sisters. Now, I think I gave you a lot of good information here for the heart and heart health. Change your diet. Change your diet. Why do you want to suffer? Why do you have to have all this bad food? What, because it tastes good? Yeah, I know some foods smell and taste good, but everything's not good for you. Learn how to eat properly. You need good nutrition. Don't fool yourself thinking you just eat anything and going to have health. No doctor's going to teach you what I'm teaching you right now. Do you understand? They'll either give you medication or you go under the knife. It's your choice. It's your choice, brothers and sisters. Okay? So make sure you have a high-fiber diet. Make sure you get those things I suggested, those supplements, those herbs, which will strengthen your heart, keep you healthy. Be careful be careful. You understand? You don't want to live in a condition where you can't even help yourself and people have to take care of you. You don't want to live like that, brothers and sisters. You want to feel good every day. You want to wake up in the morning and feel really nice. Get out, get some exercise, get some fresh air. Eat a nice, good, healthy breakfast. Start your day with some prayer and meditation. You understand? Move forward. Don't get hyped up. Don't listen to loud rap music first thing in the morning, which is not good for your health. You young people out there, and some of you old ones too. Yes, some of you even listen to that stuff. You see? Find you a quiet place for a while. Go outside. Listen to the chirping of the birds. That's meditation for me. I go out in the morning. I hear those different birds chirping with the different sounds. That is soothing to the soul and the heart. Believe me, it's a beautiful thing. It's like they're having a conversation with each other, but they have different sounds. It's music to my ears. Some of you are so caught up in music, you don't even hear the natural sounds no more. Do you understand? Yes, music is great. Don't get me wrong. Some nice jazz, very relaxing. If you like classical, very relaxing. Do you understand? Some of you like the old school music, which I like too. It's relaxing. Don't get with the crazy music. So that stuff is bad for your health also. And they know it. These scientists are aware of all of this. Do you understand? Keep that in mind, brothers and sisters. Please keep that in mind. Yes. You know, there's so many things I'd like to share with you. I love health. When I got into health, it was the best thing I ever did for myself. I mean, just to feel good every day, knowing I'm doing the right thing. You see? You know, God gives you one body. You are supposed to take care of that body. That's your automobile that takes you everywhere you got to go. You understand? Because the real you is inside of you, of that body. And you want to make sure that body stays in the best shape possible. Because it's going to carry you along for maybe 60, 70, 80, 90, or 100 or so years. And you don't want to be in bad shape. You don't want to be walking with a walker. You want to be able to stay on your two feet and move around. You don't want to have somebody to feed you, bathe you, wipe you. You don't want to have to go that route. Take care of yourself. Love your body. Love it. God gave it to you not to abuse it, but to take care of it. You know, some people say your body is your temple. Well, if it is, then take care of it. Give it what it needs. Don't destroy it, brothers and sisters. You know, we've got to get away from ignorance. You see? Find you some good books on health and study it. Learn about your body. Learn what it needs. Stop wasting your time on television and all that. Unless it's something that's beneficial. But read and learn what your body needs. You see? It doesn't take much time to take a book and read a few pages a day and take the advice that you read in there for yourself. You'd be surprised at what you learn. I've got so many books here I've been through, I've read, and I take heed to all the good advice. You know, I'd like to live to be 120. No, but honestly, I would love to live to be 120. I think all humans should be living to 120. If they would take care of themselves, I believe they can. You see? Our lives shouldn't be cut short. Young people having heart attacks. Young people with diabetes. You see? They got all the grown-up illnesses at a young age. This is not good. Our youth should not be suffering like that. Parents, you must take charge of your children's health. First of all, you have to be an example. You have to make the changes. I know many great families out there who take care of their children and give them the best foods because they want them to be healthy. They don't want them to be sick. There's a lot of beautiful brothers and sisters out there that are learning all about health and they're living right. Yes. It doesn't take much. But you can't keep living the way you're living and expect to have good health. You don't want to lay up in a hospital suffering, and it hurts your family to see you like that. Laying up in a hospital, there's daddy in the hospital. Oh God, if he dies, who's going to take care of us? Because daddy didn't want to do the right thing. Or there's mommy in the hospital. But she didn't want to make the changes necessary. I can understand if there's an accident or something like that. That's different. But I'm talking about us not wanting to change. You see? Your children depend on you. Stay healthy so that you can be there for them whenever they need you. Please don't disrespect what God has given you. Your body is like a Rolls Royce. It takes you where you got to go. But you're not going to put cheap fuel in a Rolls Royce. You don't put the best fuel in a Rolls Royce. So that's what you should be doing with your body. Putting the best fuel in this body. You see? It's a gift from God. But many of you destroy yourselves. I got to have that drink. Got to have that cigarette. I got to shoot up in my vein. I got to take these pills so I can get high. Yeah, you keep messing with that stuff. You got to pay a price. You have to pay a price. You see? Don't abuse yourself. Love yourself. A person who loves themselves will not put these things in their body. Any intoxicants they will not put in their body if they love themselves. And if you love your family, don't hurt yourself. They depend on you, like I said. Brothers and sisters, just please, I'm appealing to you to do what is right. You know, we love you. We all one family. We hate to see our people suffering. We've suffered enough. Stop going through the suffering. Do what is right. Brothers and sisters, take this advice. What I've shared with you, take it. Share it with your brothers and sisters, family members, co-workers, neighbors, whomever. share it, but apply it to yourself first. Be an example of health for others, and you will see the difference in your life. Again, this is Rashad Suniel Amin, holistic educator, naturopath. I want to thank you for tuning in. Again, Imam Alfred Muhammad asked if you can send donations to keep the program going, Religion Means Alive. Send it to him, Alfred Muhammad, 817 Jackson Avenue, Linden, New Jersey, 07036. And you can also send money orders and checks to his GoFundMe, Alfred Muhammad Prostate. He asked for donations for that also. Whatever you can send. I mean, we're not rich people. Whatever you can send. God will bless you. If you only got a dollar, send a dollar. If you got thousands of dollars to spare, send $1,000. The brother will appreciate it to keep sharing more information for you. If you don't have nothing and you just wish you could give, God will bless you for that. You understand? I'm not here trying to be a preacher or anything. I'm just here trying to educate you on health. So, again, and I don't receive no money for this. Believe me, I do this from my heart. I do it also because Imam Alfred asked me, would I do something on health? And I said, yes, anything that can help our community. And this is what I love doing best. So, brothers and sisters, I love you. I pray you tune in next week. Tell your friends and neighbors and coworkers about the program. Have them tune in so they also can benefit from this program. Again, I thank you. Peace be upon you all. Until next week, assalamu alaikum.